Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting second. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Jimenez. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting sixth. The catcher, Doc Edwards. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Nelson Matthews. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jose Santiago. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Jose Santiago. And now, play ball. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Edwards and he is out, Causey applying the tag. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward takes first base on ball four. Robinson moves to second. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stevens for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey strikes out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevens. Charles reaches second base with a double. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen strikes out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McCraw moves to second. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCraw scores. Robinson moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Colavito throws the ball into Causey, who tags Stevens trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Robinson scores. Ward moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ward scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Santiago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santiago takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Santiago moves to second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Charles hits a line drive towards short. Hansen catches it and throws to second to double up Santiago. Two outs. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0 for 1 in the game. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Santiago covering, for the out. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Peters moves to second. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gentile for the out. Two outs. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Joe Gratzenda now pitching. Jim Landis pinch hits for Gene Stevens. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis strikes out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ward. The throw from Edwards and he is safe. Ward steals second. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hershberger is walked intentionally. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Robinson tags and scores. Ward tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-1, White Sox. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Martin reaches second base with a double. Ward scores. Hershberger moves to third. It's 5-1, White Sox. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-1, White Sox. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gratzenda fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Landis now playing center field. Mike Hershberger now playing right field. Floyd Robinson now playing left field. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe Gritzenda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritzenda hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Buford strikes out. Edwards drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Buford out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gritzenda fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Ward moves to second. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing second base. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Charles takes first base on ball 4. George Alozic pinch hits for Manny Jimenez. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-3, White Sox. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Harrelson pinch hits for Jim Gentile. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Harrelson reaches second base with a double. Colavito moves to third. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Colavito scores. Harrelson moves to third. It's 8-4, White Sox. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. Edwards hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Green hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hershberger. Green reaches second base with a double. Harrelson scores. It's 8-5, White Sox. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 2 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Bryan pinch hits for Joe Gritzenda. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Green scores. Matthews moves to second. It's 8-6, White Sox. Wayne Cozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cozzi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cozzi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 6. The White Sox will come to bat. George Alozic now playing left field. Ken Harrelson now playing first base. Wes Stock now pitching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hansen moves to second. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Martin strikes out. One out. Joe Cunningham pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham strikes out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Charles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Alozic hits a line drive towards first. McCraw catches it and steps on first to double up Charles. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the mound. Stock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Weiss. The throw from Edwards and he is out, Cozzi applying the tag. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. Ward is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Martin for a passed ball. Harrelson moves to second. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-3 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. Harrelson moves to third. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to home to get Harrelson. score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Green moves to second. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Landis strikes out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hershberger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hansen strikes out. There goes Hershberger. The throw from Edwards to second, and Hershberger is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tardabul pinch hits for West Stock. Don Mossy now pitching. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul strikes out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Kansas City Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.